have to start doing things on your own. And I have often said just recently, if I had done the things I'm doing now 30 years ago, I wonder where I'd be. Because, you know, it was the necessity of having to do for myself that launched me into doing the things that I do. And you know, more power to you and what you're doing.
Well, it's funny you should mention the word necessity, because the reason why I do what I do is because I was listening to American talk radio show hosts and watching all these documentaries that were coming out of the States. And I noticed that all the same stuff was happening in New Zealand, but there was nobody covering it. There was no radio shows, no YouTube channels, no documentaries, no nothing. All right, apart from maybe Uncensored magazine. All right, that was about it. Which doesn't have like a very high circulation compared with a lot of the other mainstream BS magazines like Woman's Day and so on and so forth. And so I was just like, well, you know what? I'm just going to take personal responsibility because of the necessity of it. You need an alternative media that actually has some kind of integrity, at least a little bit of honesty, if not credibility. And I started doing it, and I'm still doing it, not because of a choice, but because of a lack of options.
Well, yeah. What do they say? They say necessity is the mother of invention. And so where there's a necessary gap and you look to fill it. I sense that you are the same kind of person that I am, and the people that I surround myself with are people who believe in what they're doing. But that doesn't mean, as we said earlier, that you're not trying to make a living at it, too. You can believe yourself right into poverty. Believing something strong enough doesn't necessarily keep you from not being able to pay your bills. So you have to find invention. You have to incorporate invention to be able to. And far and few are the people who believe in something and have found ways to make that work for them to pay their bills and to get by in life. And you do that because it is a necessity to you, not just to work, but a necessity to say what you need to say and do what you need to do. So you have to invent things to make that happen.
Yeah, and I figured that out a long time ago. And again, you become who you surround yourself with. And what I really want to start surrounding myself with is people who are successful in business, people who have actually accumulated wealth doing what they do through honest means. At the moment, I've accumulated a wide group of friends, but most of them are broke, not because they're not very good at their business, but actually because the government shut down their business and threw them in jail for spurious charges and so on and so forth. Surrounding myself with whistleblowers, activists, professors, doctors, and so on and so forth. And the difficulty being, like, I want to be able to bridge that gap. I would love to have a home that has a number of bedrooms that I can deck out with a studio, and have these people who come in from overseas to come to New Zealand and do speeches. Like David Icke came here one time. Professor Paul Connett from the Fluoride Action Network came here a couple of times, and so on and so forth. I'd love to actually have a place that's fully well maintained, is nice and comfortable, where those people can come and stay, so that they wouldn't have to have the extra expense of renting a hotel room or whatever, or burdening some activist who really doesn't have anything. And also at the same time, having the studio and all the equipment there, so that if any of these activists want to learn in a day, and I can teach somebody this in a day, how to do what I do, just with a camera and a few programs on your computer, Skype, a microphone, whatever, to be able to do a radio show, record the audio, edit it, get it up online, the same with the video, create a YouTube channel or whatever. That would be great, because it means that they wouldn't need me to do it for them anymore, and they'd be even more independent. And I think what really needs to happen is all of these activists need to connect with their audience more, because I've realized that the audience is my family. Really?
Sure.
They're the when you're in hard times, who are the people you turn to bail you out of the Shiite Muslim? Your family. And right. And that's what my listeners have invariably done for me the whole time. And I want to share that skill of being able to access this global family of people out there who really care about each other and care about me because of the work that I do, so that we can all actually survive and keep fighting the good fight without living in abject frickin' poverty.
Outstanding.
That's my dream. You know, and you know, it's going to take like $1 million to accomplish that dream. $1 million.